We went next day to another friend's house near the head of Hatton's Island, where we had good service amongst friends and others, as we had also the day following at the house of George Wilson, a friend that lived about 3 miles further, where we had a very precious meeting, there being great tenderness amongst the people. After this meeting, we sailed about 10 miles to the house of James Frisby, a justice of the peace, where the 16th of the 8th month we had a very large meeting, at which, besides friends, were some hundred of people, it was supposed. Amongst them were several justices, captains, and the sheriff, with other persons of note. A blessed heavenly meeting this was, a powerful thundering testimony for truth was born therein. A great sense there was upon the people, and much brokenness and tenderness amongst them. We stayed till about the 11th hour in the night, when the tide turned for us. Then, taking boat, we passed that night and the next day about 50 miles to another friend's house. The next 2 days we made short journeys visiting friends. The 20th of the month, we had a great meeting at a place called Severn, where there was a meeting place, but not large enough to hold the people. Divers chief magistrates were at it, with many other considerable people, and it gave them generally great satisfaction. 2 days after, we had a meeting with some that walked disorderly and had good service in it. Then, spending a day or two in visiting friends, we passed to the western shore, and on the 25th had a large and precious meeting at William Cole's, where the speaker of their assembly, with his wife, a justice of peace, and several people of quality, were present. Next day we had a meeting, 6 or 7 miles further, at Abraham Burkhead's, where were many of the magistrates and upper sort, and the speaker of the assembly for that country was convinced. A blessed meeting it was. Praised be the Lord. We traveled the next day and the day following, the 28th of the 8th month, had a large and very precious meeting at Peter Sharp's on the cliffs, between 30 and 40 miles distant from the former. Many of the magistrates and upper rank of people were present, and a heavenly meeting it was. The wife of one of the governor's council was convinced, and her husband was very loving to friends. A justice of the peace from Virginia was convinced and hath had a meeting since at his house. Some papists were at this meeting, one of whom, before he came, threatened to dispute with me, but he was reached and could not oppose. Blessed be the Lord, the truth reached into the hearts of people beyond words, and it is of a good savor amongst them. After the meeting, we went about 18 miles to the house of James Preston, a friend that lived on Patuxent River. Thither came to us an Indian king with his brother, to whom I spoke, and found they understood what I spoke of. Having finished our service in Maryland and intending to go to Virginia, we had a meeting at Patuxent on the 4th of the 9th month to take our leave of friends. Many people of all sorts were at it, and a powerful meeting it was. On the 5th we set sail for Virginia, and in 3 days came to a place called Nance Mond, about 200 miles from Maryland. In this voyage we met with foul weather, storms, and rain, and lay in the woods by a fire in the night. At Nance Mond lived a friend called the Widow Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Next day we had a great meeting there of friends and others. There came to it Colonel Dews with several others, officers and magistrates, who were much taken with the truth declared. After this, we hastened toward Carolina, yet had several meetings by the way, wherein we had good service for the Lord, one about 4 miles from Nansman Water, which was very precious, and there was a men's and women's meeting settled for taking care of the affairs of the church. Another very good one also we had at William Yarrow's at Pagan Creek, which was so large that we were fain to be abroad, the house not being large enough to contain the people. A great openness there was, the sound of truth spread abroad, and had a good savor in the hearts of people. The Lord hath the glory forever. After this our way to Carolina grew worse, being much of it plashy and pretty full of great bogs and swamps, so that we were commonly wet to the knees and lay abroad at night in the woods by a fire. One night we got to a poor house at Summertown and lay by the fire. Footnote 221, Summertown is now Summerton. The woman of the house had a sense of God upon her. The report of our travel had reached thither and drawn some that lived beyond Summertown to that house in expectation to see and hear us. So acceptable was the sound of truth in that wilderness country, but they missed us. The next day, the list of the ninth month, having traveled hard through the woods and over many bogs and swamps, we reached Bonner's Creek, and there we lay that night by the fireside, the woman lending us a mat to lie on. This was the first house we came to in Carolina. Here we left our horses, overwearied with travel. Thence we went down the creek in a canoe to Meckohamanock River and came to Hugh Smith's house, where the people of other professions came to see us, for there were no friends in that part of the country, and many of them received us gladly. Footnote 222, the river is now Chowan. Amongst others came Nathaniel Batts, who had been governor of Roanoke. He went by the name of Captain Batts, and had been a rude, desperate man. He asked me about a woman in Cumberland who, he said, he had been told had been healed by our prayers and by laying on of hands after she had been long sick and given over by the physicians, and he desired to know the certainty of it. I told him we did not glory in such things, but many such things had been done by the power of Christ. Not far from here we had a meeting among the people, and they were taken with the truth. Blessed be the Lord. Then, passing down the river Merrick in a canoe, we went down the bay, Coney Ho, and came to the house of a captain, who was very loving and lent us his boat, for we were much wet in the canoe, the water splashing in upon us. Footnote 223, Merrick is now the Roanoke. With this boat we went to the governor's house, but the water in some places was so shallow that the boat, being laden, could not swim, so we were fain to put off our shoes and stockings and wade through the water some distance. The governor, with his wife, received us lovingly, but a doctor there would needs dispute with us, and truly his opposing us was of good service, giving occasion for the opening of many things to the people concerning the light and spirit of God, which he denied to be in everyone, and affirmed that it was not in the Indians. Whereupon I called an Indian to us and asked him whether when he lied or did wrong to anyone, there was not something in him that reproved him for it. He said there was such a thing in him that did so reprove him, and he was ashamed when he had done wrong or spoken wrong. So we shamed the doctor before the governor and the people, insomuch that the poor man ran out so far that at length he would not own the scriptures. We tarried at the governor's that night, and next morning he very courteously walked with us himself about 2 miles through the woods to a place whither he had sent our boat about to meet us. Taking leave of him, we entered our boat and went that day about 30 miles to the house of Joseph Scott, one of the representatives of the country. There we had a sound, precious meeting. The people were tender and much desired after meetings. At a house about 4 miles further, we had another meeting, to which came the governor's secretary, who was chief secretary of the province and had been formerly convinced. Having visited the northern part of Carolina and made a little entrance for truth upon the people there, we began to return towards Virginia, having several meetings in our way, wherein we had very good service for the Lord, the people being generally tender and open. Blessed be the Lord. We lay one night at the house of the secretary, to get to which gave us much trouble. For the water being shallow, we could not bring our boat to shore, but the secretary's wife, seeing our strait, came herself in a canoe, her husband being from home, and brought us to land. Next morning our boat was sunk, but we got her up, mended her, and went away in her that day, about 24 miles, the water being rough and the winds high, but the great power of God was seen in carrying us safe in that rotten boat. Upon our return, we had a very precious meeting at Hugh Smith. Praise be the Lord forever. The people were very tender and very good service we had amongst them. There was at this meeting an Indian captain who was very loving and acknowledged it to be truth that was spoken. There was also one of the Indian priests, whom they called Pa'a, who sat soberly among the people. The 9th of the 10th month we got back to Bonner's Creek, where we had left our horses, having spent about 18 days in the North of Carolina. Our horses having rested, we set forward for Virginia again, traveling through the woods and bogs as far as we could well reach that day, and at night lying by a fire in the woods. Next day we had a tedious journey through bogs and swamps, and were exceedingly wet and dirty all the day, but dried ourselves at night by a fire. We got that night to Summertown. As we came near, the woman of the house, seeing us, spoke to her son to keep up their dogs, for both in Virginia and Carolina, living lonely in the woods, they generally keep great dogs to guard their houses. But the son said, "There is no need. Our dogs will not meddle with these people." When we were come into the house, she told us we were like the children of Israel, against whom the dogs did not move their tongues. Here we lay in our clothes by the fire, as we had done many a night before. Next day we had a meeting, for the people, having been informed of us, had a great desire to hear us, and a very good meeting we had among them, where we never had had one before. Praise be the Lord forever. After the meeting, we hastened away. When we had ridden about 20 miles, calling at a house to inquire the way, the people desired us to tarry all night with them, which we did. The next day we came among friends, after we had traveled about 100 miles from Carolina into Virginia, in which time we observed great variety of climates, having passed in a few days from a very cold to a warm and spring-like country. But the power of the Lord is the same in all, is over all, and doth reach the good in all. Praise be the Lord forever. We spent about 3 weeks in traveling through Virginia, mostly amongst friends, having large and precious meetings in several parts of the country, as at the Widow's Right, where many of the magistrates, officers, and other high people came. A most heavenly meeting we had, wherein the power of the Lord was so great that it struck a dread upon the assembly, chained all down, and brought reverence upon the people's minds. Among the officers was a major, kinsman to the priest, who told me that the priest had threatened to come and oppose us, but the Lord's power was too strong for him and stopped him, and we were quiet and peaceable. The people were wonderfully affected with the testimony of truth. Blessed be the Lord forever. Having finished what service lay upon us in Virginia, on the 30th we set sail in an open sloop for Maryland, but having a great storm and being much wet, we were glad to get to shore before night, and walking to a house at Willoughby Point, we got lodging there that night. The woman of the house was a widow and a very tender person. She had never received friends before, but she received us very kindly and with tears in her eyes. We returned to our boat in the morning and hoisted our sail, getting forward as fast as we could. But towards evening, a storm rising, we had much ado to get to shore, and our boat being open, the water splashed often in, and sometimes over us, so that we were completely wet. Being got to land, we made a fire in the woods to warm and dry us, and there we lay all night, the wolves howling about us. On the 1st of the 11th month, we sailed again. The wind being against us, we made but little headway, and were fain to get to shore at Point Comfort, where yet we found but small comfort, for the weather was so cold that though we made a good fire in the woods to lie by, the water that we had brought for our use was frozen near the fireside. We made to sea again next day, but the wind being strong and against us, we advanced but little. We were glad to get to land again and traveled about to find some house where we might buy provisions, for our store was spent. That night also we lay in the woods, and so extremely cold was the weather, the wind blowing high and the frost and snow being great, that it was hard for some of us to abide it. On the 3rd, the wind settling pretty fair, we fetched it up by sailing and rowing and got that night to Milford Haven, where we lay at Richard Long's near Quince's Island. Next day we passed the Rappahannock River, where dwell many people, and friends had a meeting there at the house of a justice who had formerly been at meeting where I was. We passed over Potomac River also, the winds being high, the water very rough, our sloop open, and the weather extremely cold, and had a meeting there also, where some people were convinced. When we parted thence, some of our company went amongst them. We next steered our course for Patuxent River. I sat at the helm the greater part of the day and some of the night. About the first hour in the morning, we reached James Preston's house on Patuxent River, which is about 200 miles from Nansemond in Virginia. We were very weary, yet the next day being the first of the week, we went to the meeting not far from there. The same week we went to an Indian king's cabin, where with several of the Indians, without whom we had a good company to discourse, and they carried themselves very lovingly. We went also that week to a general meeting, then about 18 miles further to John Geary's, where we had a very precious meeting. Praise be the Lord God forever. After this, the cold grew so exceedingly sharp, the frost and snow so extreme, beyond what was usual in that country, that we could hardly endure it. Neither was it easy or safe to stir out, yet we got, with some difficulty, 6 miles through the snow to John Mayer's, where we met with some friends come from New England, whom we had left there when we came away, and glad we were to see each other after so long and tedious travels. By these friends we understood that William Edmondson, having been at Rhode Island and New England, was gone thence for Ireland, that Solomon Eccles, coming from Jamaica and landing at Boston in New England, was taken at a meeting there and banished to Barbados, that John Stubbs and another friend were gone into New Jersey, and several other friends to Barbados, Jamaica, and the Leeward Islands. It was a matter of joy to us to understand that the work of the Lord went on and prospered, and that friends were unwearied and diligent in the service. The 27th of the 11th month, we had a very precious meeting in a tobacco house. The next day, we returned to James Preston's, about 18 miles distant. When we came there, we found his house had been burnt to the ground the night before through the carelessness of a maidservant, so we lay 3 nights on the ground by the fire, the weather being very cold. We made an observation which was somewhat strange but certainly true, that one day in the midst of this cold weather, the wind turning into the south, it grew so hot that we could hardly bear the heat, and the next day and night, the wind chopping back into the north, we could hardly endure the cold. Having traveled through most parts of that country and visited most of the plantations, and having sounded the alarm to all people where we came, and proclaimed the day of God's salvation amongst them, we found our spirits began to be clear of those parts of the world and draw towards old England again. Yet we were desirous and felt freedom from the Lord to stay over the general meeting for the province of Maryland, which drew nigh, that we might see friends generally together before we departed. Spending our time in the interim and visiting friends and friendly people, in attending meetings about the cliffs and Patuxent, and in writing answers to cavilling objections, which some of truth's adversaries had raised and spread abroad to hinder people from receiving the truth, we were not idle but labored in the work of the Lord, until that general provincial meeting came on, which began on the 17th of the third month and lasted 4 days. On the first of these, the men and women had their meetings for business, wherein the affairs of the church were taken care of, and many things relating thereto were opened unto them, to their edification and comfort. The other 3 days were spent in public meetings for the worship of God, at which divers of considerable account in the government